This Valentine's Day, give the gift of stunning diamonds at Jared. February 3rd through 12th, shop our Valentine's Day sale with 20% off store-wide on hundreds of styles at prices you'll love. Jared, love brilliantly. Visit jared.com/radio for details.
If you're just joining the show, the great Dan Cummins has got a show tonight, the Uptown Theater, the Burn It All Down tours live in Kansas City. But from Kansas City is a wonderful friend. It couldn't be a nicer guy, a real guy, Mr. Rob Riggle.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas, and veteran of the United States Marine Corps who has built an acting career that has found him turning and scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, The Other Guys, 12 Strong, and many more. You've seen them on the wildly popular extreme mini-golf competition Holy Moly, as well as giving back to his hometown through the Big Slick. But today, he's stopping by to talk about this Sunday's big AFC Championship game at Arrowhead. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Mr. Rob Riggle.
Hey, how's it going?
What are you doing, brother?
I am doing my usual, just lighting little fires and saying all kinds of chants and prayers for the Chiefs.
Good for you. Good for you. Hey, yeah. Let me introduce you to my friend Dan Cummins.
Hello.
Hey, Dan.
How's it going, man? I'm excited to hear your take on the game.
Dude, this is going to be amazing.
It's nice to meet you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut into your time there, Dan.
No, not at all. Not at all.
No, listen.
He's hanging out with us. And I go, man, I want you to meet Rob because he's such a great cat. I'm so happy you're working, but I was stunned that you weren't here for tomorrow's game.
Yeah, I'm bummed, believe me. But I'm also optimistic because I do have tickets to the Super Bowl.
Nice.
So I plan on rendezvousing with the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Did you see Henry Winkler?
I have seen him, and I know he's a monster fan of Mahomes.
He got to meet Mahomes, and then he cut a promo the same way you've cut promos for the Chiefs this year. It was fantastic.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, it's...
That's like having God on your side when you got the Fonz on your side.
Right?
It's special. Yeah.
Hey, still waiting on getting picked up for the what? Is this the fifth season of Holy Moly?
It will be. Hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll pick it up and we get to shoot some more. That'd be awesome.
Dude, I love it. That's one of my favorites. And then there's a new documentary you were doing too. And I just got back from Curacao, and so I spent a bunch of time in the ocean over 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year's. So this is right in the wheelhouse of stuff I was thinking about, man. It's the documentary about Plastic Earth, everything that's been happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm not an environmental warrior per se, but I do think that the plastics in the ocean and the microplastics. Yeah. In our world are real.
Sure.
And there's something we could do about it.
So, yeah, listen, it's as real as the reason we take our trash out to the curb and then someone takes it away to some other place because we don't want it in our houses. I don't know why we argue about anything. I go, hey, don't throw your trash in the ocean if you can help it. You don't want to do that. It seems to be an important part of the whole water process.
Exactly. It's an important part of the process.
Yeah,
exactly. Good safety note.
Yeah.
I agree.
I didn't know that if you were 3 miles out, and it's not the worst stuff. It's like food or metal or wood, organic stuff. If you're 3 miles out, you can dump in the ocean. Did you know that?
Mm.
Yeah, that's our boat US law. And it's not. And then you're not ever allowed to dump plastic in the ocean. It gets in there on its own.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to. It's not legal to dump plastic in the ocean. I don't know if you knew that, Rob, but they dump like 3 miles out. There's these huge, and then 25 miles out, it can be as big as you want, but it has to be what they call dunning or wood or plastic or food, but it can't be anything inorganic like plastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the plastic doesn't die.
Yeah.
We can't live without it either. So we have to come up with good solutions.
Yeah. Well, so. I can't believe I'm not a gazillionaire because I remember when bottled water came out and I go, what kind of a dick would buy a bottle of water? Like, and then you realize, oh my God, this is ahead of the curve, man.
You were ahead of the curve. You had the vision. I don't know. These knuckleheads.
I was sure it was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen was a bottle of water for sale in a store. I just thought it was the dumbest thing I'd ever. I couldn't imagine it. Just got
What about the rest of the Kansas City crew? Are you getting a lot of Kansas City crew coming back for the game? Have you talked to anybody?
No. You know what? This is one of those games. Everybody was just wondering what was going to happen, Rob. I know Stone Street will be there because he's going to be in. I don't know if Rudd's coming back or Sudeikis. I think everybody's out doing their own thing, man. Which, by the way, speaking of that, I know you're working on a lot. How's your world? Everything's good?
Everything's good. Just plugging along. Dan knows this as well as I do. When you have a life in the arts, you eat what you kill. So you got to be hustling every day.
Yeah.
You got to be hustling every day. So that's all. I'm just out here hustling, trying to get work,
Dude, it's so did you get to go out on the ocean or are you just hosting this stuff? Because the one thing I've never done, I really wanted to do, is go way out, where it's almost you're afraid. You can't see any land. You're way out in the middle of the big, big ocean. I've never been able to do that.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. I did it once with the Marine Corps when I sailed to Africa.
Ooh, how
was that? And it was fine. It was a 14-day transatlantic from North Carolina to Liberia, Africa. And but when you get out there in the deep ocean, I tell you, the coolest part about it is nighttime.
Yeah.
You've never seen so many stars in your entire life when you're out in the middle of the ocean because there's no ambient light or there's no light around.
Right.
And so it really is. It's one of the most beautiful things you'll ever see. But you're right. The water's different. It's like the 1001 flushes deep blue.
Yeah. Wow. And I just
deep blue ocean.
I've never because I can't bring myself to go on a cruise. I think I'd freak out. the dudes the waiting in line white hog all inclusive people want to just gorge themselves on macaroni and cheese and pee in the pool. I just don't see myself enjoying that.
That's the scariest part. That would be way scarier than the ocean.
yeah. Well, listen, man, I just
and it's really it's not just the bag of cheese. It's the 24-hour soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
The line for that is unbelievable. I don't know how they keep those machines running.
Not to mention if there's gambling. Jesus Christ, I come back completely broke, degenerate.
Yeah.
Like, what do? Drink and gamble. And then by the end, you're like, thank God for ATM limits. It's the only thing that kept my 401 intact.
And you might even be getting married on the ship.
Oh, God. Bite your tongue. Well, don't you put that on me, Rob Riggle.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. I love it.
Look, man, family's good. Everybody's good. I just wanted to touch because it's football, Kansas City, Rob Riggle. It all goes together, man.
Listen, I'm all about. I have, for weeks I have been debating who I would rather face, the Bengals or the Bills.
That's what I said.
And all the scenarios and situations surrounding it. I've got, of course, this week it's been all about putting pins in my Joe Burrow voodoo doll.
Hate him.
And doing all the chants and prayers for the Chiefs. But I like that we're playing the Bengals at Arrowhead.
Yes.
They've had our number recently, but not today. Not this week, my friends.
Well, that was my thought. Was everybody was like, oh no, John, it's not going to be so. You don't want the Buffalo guys because they've got this to fight for and their situation and their heart and the gods on their. It felt like they were that momentum. And I go, no, this dude's last three times has been able to beat Mahomes. I feel like that's going to be the problem.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I tell you, I think our team is ready to put a stop to this foolishness with the Bengals and win decisively. And then we're going to go to the Super Bowl and we're going to win that decisively. It's going to be great. The next couple weeks are going to be fantastic.
Well, listen, it's all about the confidence of the team, isn't it? Like you were in the military. I mean, you were in combat. All the tours you did, if you get spooked and you become afraid or you become less than confident, I think that you're not as effective. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. There's only one thought. Only one thought, and that's you're going to win. Victory. It's happening. It's done. It's like it's almost happened already. You just got to go out there. They're going to. I'm telling you, they're going to. They're going to do it. And we owe them. We owe those Bengals. They stole it from us last year. We owe them one. Come on back to the house and let's see what you got.
Yeah, look, I can't wait to see the look of disappointment in that guy's face. It'll be fantastic. I'd like to see Joe Burrow cry. I'd like to see him cry a little bit. I'd like to see... I don't know if his parents will be here or whatever, but I'd like to see disappointment in both his parents' eyes. I'd like to see it all happen. I wish he had a kid that would cry in front of me. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, I don't know his status, but if he had a girlfriend and she was there and she broke up almost before the game.
Yes.
Right when the game ended.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's exactly right, man. All right, listen. Man, I hope to see you soon. I hope we get some more news about everything you're doing and just find out what's going on in your world, man. Get back to Kansas City soon.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. I look forward to hanging with you. Dan, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Everybody, go out and see Burn It Down, the Burn It Down tour. Let's check it out.
He's the great Rob Riggle. Love you, man.
At Jared, we make it easy this Valentine's Day to find the perfect gift of stunning jewelry. February 3rd through the 12th, shop our Valentine's Day sale with 20% off store-wide on hundreds of styles at prices you'll love. That's the Jared difference. Best selection, best prices, and a lifetime diamond guarantee. Visit Jared today and see how we're here for all of life's brilliant moments. Jared. Love brilliantly. Diamond guarantee requires 6-month inspections at Jared. Visit jared.com/radio for details.